CRJ230, this is your guide for week number 8 as we continue our discussion and work on hearsay. So for this week, in addition to listening to this guide, I suggest that you go back and reread the document I provided last week, the one that you've hopefully downloaded and plan to keep for future reference, and carefully read every once in a while. You may also want to re-listen to my guide from last week as well, because, again, this is a continuation of our discussion of hearsay, so it's not going to hurt you to re-listen to that guide as well. This one's pretty short. The combination will give you everything you need, so it's worth your time and effort. After you've done those things, you're going to look for a criminal case that discusses at length one of the exceptions to hearsay. In addition to your case brief, you have to identify which exception or exceptions your case revolved around, and then identify the Illinois rule of evidence, as listed on the aforementioned document, that provides the exception discussed by the court in the case you decide to share with the rest of us. Whereas last week we focused on what hearsay is, the cases this week should focus on why something that otherwise appears to be hearsay is not hearsay due to that exception to the hearsay rule. The failure of people in our area in criminal justice, or I prefer to say law and justice. I'm not a big fan of the criminal justice term. Never was when it was adopted and forced on us, and I'm not now. I think it provides too many negative connotations and a focus that, in my mind, is contrary to our belief in this country and our law and expectation in this country that you're innocent until proven guilty. So I don't really like it. So law and justice, the failure of law and justice personnel to understand the hearsay rule, and especially the exceptions to the rule, leads to poorly prepared criminal cases. Just like anything else we've discussed in the first half of this class, know the law, know how it applies, apply the law as it's intended to be applied. Now remember, one of the reasons for the general rule that hearsay evidence is inadmissible is that out-of-court declarants are not under oath. They're not in court. They're not subject to cross-examination. They're not under that oath to speak the truth. The very definition of hearsay, a statement other than one made by the declarant while testifying at the trial or hearing offered in evidence to prove the truth of the matter asserted, you know, that's the definition of hearsay. But the hearsay rule has many exceptions, and you should attempt to show, or to know, I'm sorry, and always recognize these exceptions. In addition, I preach that you all and your chosen career path should know what hearsay is, what the exceptions are, and then you go gather those statements and evidence, hearsay or not, and you document, you document, you document. You put it in your reports or you record it. And you gather that information to be presented to the lawyer, either your boss if you're a paralegal, or the prosecutor if you're working in the system as probably in law enforcement. And they'll decide what statements they use and how. And they'll help you make the final determination on the use of presenting those statements or what you may do with those statements to find further evidence. But ultimately, the judge decides if a statement is hearsay or if that statement may be considered by the trier of fact under one of the many exceptions. So this week, focus on the exceptions. And as I said last week, what you're going to see is that there are very few things that would otherwise be hearsay that we can't get in. And those things that we can't get in or bring in as evidence that are still hearsay and aren't subject to an exception? Well, it should make sense to you after this week, and especially after the combination of last week and this week, that those things should have never been brought in. If our pursuit is the truth and justice, right? After you finish this week, we're off for spring break. You'll see that I adjusted the deadlines for this week, being the spring of 2021. So you'll have to get your replies in and your initial post in a little sooner than normal, but that allows you to take that next week off. Don't forget to log back in and get to work on week 9. But otherwise, be safe during the break. And if you need me, you know where to find me.